When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Craving some great 80s music? Play Virgin Radio 80s Plus. On DAB digital radio, on the app, on your smart speaker, and at virginradio80splus.co.uk.
I got my mind set on you,
even if we're just dancing in the dark.
Love Chris Evans.
Woo!
Love the 80s.
Virgin Radio
80s Plus.
Welcome to the show. So coming up on the show, well, we have Vassos is here.
Aloha.
Rachel's here.
Greetings.
And on the way, Tom Kerridge. Tell me about Tom Kerridge, Rachel.
Well, Tom Kerridge, you think of Tom Kerridge and you think of amazing food. Mm. You think of fabulous restaurants, gorgeous pubs, even a Michelin star. But what use is that going to be on a cricket pitch, eh? You tell me, Chris.
Right, so this is a cricket match tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay, it's for Meals from Marlow, and it's Tom's 11 against my 27. I have 27 players because it was my idea. Unfortunately, the bloke who runs the festival has decided to build half of it on the cricket pitch. Now, I have not seen this, but my wife said, you know, he's built, like, he's like, there's not much of the pitch left.
So maybe you're playing like mini cricket.
I don't know how we're going to do it. People are coming to watch a cricket match. I mean, it'll be fun, but there has to be a match.
Yeah.
There has to be enough space to play the pitch on. But he's put his... I mean, he's running the Meals from Marlow charity as well. But he literally wants his cake, to have his cake and eat it. I've seen him doing that. I've seen him having his cake and eating it. I've seen him having his cake and crying.
Well, Tom Kerridge can make him a nice cake.
Yeah, well, I think we're going to have to play one way. Do you know? Which would work. That yeah. would work. But we have to have a proper game of cricket. Titchmarsh takes a dig at Rhea Wilding. The presenter wants the Chelsea Flower Show to stop pandering and get back to gardening. He says, this is ahead of the Chelsea Flower Show, which I think kicks in next week because I think my wife's going.
Oh, she bringing her going. Lovely tulips.
Sorry, I couldn't hear you. What?
Is she bringing her lovely tulips?
Yeah, no, because they've gone now.
Pictures of them.
She was doing things with them yesterday. I don't know whether she was cutting them back and leaving them in so they were come-agains, or she was taking the bulbs out so we could do something else with that particular patch of soil. It's very exciting.
Chips.
It's really exciting. Times front page. Is this Johnny Depp's comeback moment? So this is Cannes going on at the moment, isn't it? And we know Cannes going on at the moment because the Monaco Grand Prix is next weekend and that always follows Cannes. So I sort of reverse engineer those dates. I know that Monaco's in a couple of weeks' time, so I'm thinking, well, Cannes, because they do it because everybody hangs around. The heat's there.
Yeah.
They're double heating. It's the Ant and Dec of the event world.
I like it.
You know, Ant is Cannes, Dec is the Monaco Grand Prix.
Why that way? Rind.
Because that's chronologically how it happens.
Okay.
And also, Ant and Dec always stand that way around.
I love
that. Sorry, there was just loads of logic behind me saying that. Why? Because that's how it is.
Maybe one of them was more into driving.
No.
Oh. Okay.
Anyway, do you remember your trip to Monaco?
Yes.
It was fun, wasn't it?
It was very fun.
I remember
the saxophone player around the swimming pool.
Who could forget him? Sarkozy will wear tag to avoid prison. This is an extraordinary story. Former French President Nicolas Sarkozy has lost his appeal against a corruption conviction and yesterday was sentenced to 3 years in prison. It's an extraordinary story. I mean, I'm sure it's not extraordinary if you knew about it. And I sort of knew about it, but I didn't realise it was that serious and he's been sentenced to three... This isn't President Sarkozy. I'm not saying he shouldn't have been. I'm just saying it's like Boris Johnson or, I don't know, or Theresa May or David Cameron. You know, one of our recent prime ministers being sentenced to the same. It's an extraordinary story. And it's not really that, doesn't seem to be that big a story.
No.
I think it's massive. Don't you?
Yeah, massive. I mean.
Unlike him.
Yeah. Yes, he is very little, isn't he, Nicolas Sarkozy?
Very little. Yeah. Daily Mail front page. Days after he's accused of plotting to rig elections by handing votes to non-citizens. Was he really? Now the Starmer mass slips on Brexit. Keir Starmer sparked outrage. Among some last night, by saying he would try to renegotiate the Brexit deal if he won power. Hannah Waddingham on Song at Christmas. Hannah Waddingham is such a hugely popular character now in the world. She's always been amazing, but now the world knows about her because of Ted Lasso. And she's been given a Christmas special by Apple TV Plus. I heard about this first because Super Ali has got tickets for it. So it's going to be filmed in a couple of weeks' time. Can I tell you, there's no more fun in the world than getting into show business somehow. A, getting in the show business somehow. B, given a job that you get paid for. So having fun and getting paid for it. C, filming Christmas specials in the summer in show business and getting paid for
yes.
it. It's the most fun.
Yeah.
It's the most fun.
What's the earliest or the least Christmassy you've filmed a Christmas special? Because they're always pretty much in the summer, aren't they?
So yeah, I haven't done full-on summer. We've done some... when we were hosting The Big Breakfast, we used to have to do 2 weeks' worth of pre-recorded shows. So, you know, that was organisationally, that was a bit of a headache. But they, Sebastian Scott and Charlie and Wahidi, who were in charge, were just brilliant at all. That's where all the producers. So we were backing up to, like, September, October, but we didn't ever do one in the summer.
Alex has done quite a lot of like quiz Christmas specials in the summer and, you know, full on Christmas jumpers, fixed
snow. Yeah, that's so cool. So cool. Get into show business, kids, just for that alone. Yeah. Anyway, Hannah Waddingham still absolutely ruling the roost. Yesterday was Ted Lasso Day. A brand new episode dropped. It's a killer. It's a killer. Yeah, make sure you have tissues and plenty of them for the first 20 minutes and the second 20 minutes and the last 20 minutes.
Okay, so for all of it.
Yes, it's an hour long. They're all an hour long now. They've just gone for an hour.
Why not?
And it's so good. If you were in bits, if you needed to be mopped up like me a couple of weeks ago when it didn't work out for Roy and Keely, then just...
Oh.
Just you make a very special golden hour for yourself, a little golden hour of telewatching window, and you just pull up a chair and get comfortable and get ready.
Okay.
Because it's awesome.
Okay.
I've just caught up with Roy Kent's press conference that you were talking about last
week.
And
oh
my
goodness.
How good is that? That is a scene, isn't it?
It's the best scene. I said it's the best thing I've ever seen on TV. I think it might be the best thing I've ever seen on a screen. I mean, and we're talking about, like, It's a Wonderful Life and things like that. It's very, the whole of Ted Lasso is a very It's a Wonderful Life-y, don't you think?
Yeah. And it's so beautiful. I mean, that whole episode, it's so beautifully framed and imagined, and the message is so, like, lovely and current.
But it's not an easy message, and it's not a saccharine message. There are real messages in there because, you know, I think most of our lives are filled with profound but simple issues. And it doesn't mean because they're simple, they're not profound. And they hit all of us all the time. And what's genius about Ted Lasso is they clearly knew where they were going. In the first episodes of season one, they knew they were sowing the seeds to get to where they are now. And somebody said to me before Jason Sudeikis came on the show, John said it to me. He said, where are you up to? Before Jason comes on Friday, this was on the Tuesday. I said, I'm halfway through season two. He said, you have to get to the last episode of season two before he comes in, even though there were also six episodes of season three out. He said, you need to know what happens in the last episode to do with one of the characters. And what happened then, right? The antithesis is beginning to happen now. It's just awesome. And also AFC Richmond are on a run of 10 undefeated matches and are performing the best in the Premier League as are Liverpool. In real life. So our friends at Cinch, this is really interesting. Since Cinch came online as our headline sponsors, our figures have gone through our roof. You know, it's all about perspective, but our figures have gone through our roof. So they're going to be really pleased because they came on as headline sponsors with where we were as far as listening numbers were concerned and cut through was concerned, you know, and demographics were concerned and all this kind of stuff and our number of true fans was concerned. So we have, you know, a demographic. We have a number of people listening to us at various different times on this show throughout the day. But the thing about people that listen to this show is they become very engaged in what we say and who advertise on our show. So you may get fewer than other places, but you get more engagement. So since you come on board, knowing that, and then since they came on board, we've had two quarters with them as our headline sponsors going up. Our last three quarters have gone up, three on the bounce. Couldn't be more grateful. We're thrilled to bits, honestly. We really are. But I'm thinking, are we now over-delivering for Cinch because we said we can bring you new customers, or has Cinch brought us new listeners and do we owe them money? Because maybe Cinch fans have come on board for us and maybe it should be the other way around.
Maybe. Maybe Cinch have changed their terms and conditions so that all cars that are sold through Cinch get retuned to Virgin.
Oh! Do you know, I think that might be the thing. Anyway, I think Avril's talked about that. Anyway. Since continue to rock and roll, and tomorrow our headline sponsors on the cricket pitch at Marlow at Higginson Park from 2 for our Meals from Marlow cricket match will also be Cinch. Yesterday with the figures came some feedback as well. So the feedback was, as far as this show is concerned, the main reasons people listen to the show, this show, the number one reason is for us three, which is great.
Aww.
The number two reason is for the music, and the number three reason, they've still got to get back to us on that. And then from the first reason, us three, it has transpired that they love you, Vassos. The audience love you, but they're not that interested in what you say. But they love you. Okay.
Okay. I don't know how to take that, but I'll take it as a compliment.
But they do love you, but they're not that interested in what you say. Rachel, they also like you and they're a bit interested in what you say.
Okay.
Okay. They're not sure whether they like me at all, but they're really interested in what I have to say. Which begs the question, would you rather be liked or be interesting? Vassos.
I'm going to have to just go with liked because
you have no choice.
Yes.
All right. Rachel.
Luckily, I'm both.
No, but what would you rather be?
Both, as I am.
It's you can't.
No.
See, the one thing they don't like is when you sit on the fence.
Do you have that written down?
Yes, I do. I'll just write it down now. Why won't you answer that question?
Because I want to be both.
Okay, but you can't be both. Because it's not a fun game then.
Well, so would I rather be liked or would I rather be interesting?
Yes.
I'd rather be interesting.
Would you?
Yes.
That's interesting. Itself. So you are, because I find you interesting.
What about you?
I have no choice like you.
Yeah, we've made our beds.
So I asked the team before we came on the air, and they all said they'd rather be interesting than liked. I think that's because they want to think that they're interesting. But I asked my friend Jenny, who I met in Leicester Square on the way here, because we had a chat about this. And I said, liked or interesting? I liked, definitely liked. But it's interesting. Whether people are like this question or not, I don't know.
Why can't it be both? Why can't I like it and find it interesting?
You can if you want to.
I will.
But if I were setting you an exam and you didn't answer the question that was posed, you'd get a zero mark. It's not the question I'm asking. This is like the other day when you thought it was cloudy and I thought, let's not go back there, Rachel. You know, when the whole country was bathed in sunshine.
The whole country was not bathed in sunshine. So many people texted in.
More of it was than wasn't.
Yes, but the whole country was not.
Okay, all right. More of it, 90% of the country was. And
I'm not sure it was 90.
Okay, 80. Okay. It was more sunny than cloudy. And you said it's cloudy, but there'll be sunny spells. And you could have said it's sunny, but there'd be cloudy patches.
I was following the Met Office.
Are you a follower? Would you jump off a cliff if the Met Office told you to?
No, but it's slightly different jumping off a cliff and reporting the weather.
Well, if it's foggy, you might have no choice. You might not know there's a cliff there.
I think I might stop walking if it was foggy.
There are golf courses like that, aren't there? There are golf courses where if the fog comes down, the klaxon goes off and you are told not to move, you will be retrieved from the golf course because the golf courses are links courses and they're on cliffs. And when the mist comes, they say, do not move. Don't come back to the clubhouse. Do not move. We will come and get you.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, it's famous one in Portugal.
Do you like it or do you think it's interesting?
Yeah.
I mean, both.
So.
So their golf buggies have fog lights on.
People like Vassos, but they don't find him interesting. People like Rachel and they find her interesting. People aren't sure whether they like me, but they find me interesting. This is people who listen to the show. This is feedback from the show, from the figures yesterday. And so Mira said, oh, well, Rachel's the jam in your sandwich then. Well, no, that's not right, is it? Because if you have a sandwich, then Vassos and I would have to be the same bread, and we're not. Mm. Rachel would then be the filling. But actually, what we are is a triple decker.
Okay.
We're more of a club sandwich. We're a breakfast club sandwich. Yeah? Who's at the top? You are. Okay. Vassos, because you're like the ketchup and the mayo. Unrequired, but fun to have around. Yeah?
Yeah, I think that's probably true. I mean, maybe those will be the words I'll be remembered. Unrequired, but fun to have around. Put that on my gravestone.
There's a guy called Kevin Kelly who's doing the rounds at the moment. He's so wise. He's in his 70s and he's written a book. And he's written a book for his children. His children are all grown up now. And it's basically things that he's figured out over the years. But it's not a crusty old man, you know, preaching, saying, you know, this reverse engineering his life to make him sound wise. It's different to that. And a couple of the things he said that really sort of struck a chord with me. Yesterday he said, forgiving someone is setting yourself free. Yeah. Forgiveness is a way of accepting an apology you're never going to get. It's great. Isn't that great?
Yeah.
And the other thing he says, which you're talking about Vassos now, is the fact that he says that we should all go to as many funerals as we can before we get old. Because when you go to a lot of funerals, you realise that when people are paying their respects, whether it's somebody doing the eulogy, the various readings, or the conversation before and after the service, nobody hardly ever talks about somebody's achievements. They mostly talk about what were they like? Mm. Did they have a good sense of humour? Were they kind? Did they have troubles? So we spend a lot of us, not all of us, spend far too much of our life wondering about success. What is success? What is success? Well, success is a work in progress. B, I think a better way of describing, you know, that question, or a better way of posing a question that gives you a more fruitful answer than, you know, do you consider yourself successful, is what are your accomplishments? Because you can have accomplishments in many things, and they are past, present, future, and some of them are indeed ongoing. And I have the same issue with success as I have with regrets. Because the way you can frame the question, do you have any regrets, is have you made many mistakes? And so, yes, everybody has. If you have, the more mistakes you make, the more you've tried, usually, in life. And what have you learned from those mistakes? But the fact that regret has a re at the beginning of it, which is a regression, like, let's go back there. Well, we can go back there, but what have we learned from going back there? And the other thing he said, Kevin Kelly, yesterday was, and I love this, cultivating kindness is cultivating a superpower. Boom. Now, did you like that or did you find it interesting?
Both.
All right, let's go both, shall we?
Thank you.
I suppose we are both in a way, because if you're over there and I'm over here, Rachel's in the middle. Mm. I think if you equal all that out, it is probably both.
Okay.
But you see, that's so not me. Stephen Staffordshire says, not sure where you got those stats about the feedback about you all from. I find you all interesting, and also I like you all. That said, I do think there should be a separate category for Vassos.
An extra special category.
Very special. Very special. The most special. Earlier on in the show, we had a brilliant fiancé shout out, and so we have some more. Jane says, hi, Chris and the team. My amazing fiancé, Jonathan, and I are travelling up from Bradford to Oban, Scotland today, my hometown, to get married on Saturday.
Yay!
Hurrah! I love him to bits, and I cannot wait to become Mrs. Fiona Jane Dunn in front of all our family and friends. I'm 47 and have dreamt about this day since I was a wee girl, finally the bride, not the bridesmaid. That's great, isn't it? I love that. Good morning to Sarah, who's going to get married this summer. Noah's boss. She was once married before. You know when you meet someone and you think, who let you go? Do you know what that one? And you think, what didn't they see that everybody else in the world can see about you? Extraordinary. Stephen Staffordshire. Hi, Cinch and the gang. With fiancés in mind, I must mention my gorgeous Aline. She's already an amazing stepmom to my two wonderful autistic children and is an amazing mum to our eight-month-old Benji. She's also been looking after my dad for the last 18 months. He's been really poorly with a lung condition. She's amazing and puts up with me and all my faults. She really is amazing, isn't she? Marvel should sign her up straight away. I mean, all she's missing is the cape. Fee in Wokingham, please could I have a shout out to my fiancé James, who is doing the school run this morning. He also has the dance lesson taxi trips this evening for my kids while I'm in London for work. He's a wonderful fiancé and a fantastic stepdad. That's great, isn't it? Mm. That is so cool. So, so cool.
I quite like a taxi trip, kid's taxi trip. I know you have loads currently, Rachel, but they're fun, aren't they?
Do you miss
them? Are they?
Yeah, I mean, I have them with Mary, but I do miss them with the other two. They're just, yeah, no.
You come and do some of mine, Vassos.
Yeah.
Do you actually have a car that looks like a taxi, or is it the usual?
No, but I'm tempted to put a sign on top.
For the E-Stang, the E-Mac. Is it the E-Mac?
No, the S-Max. The Galaxy. It's the Galaxy. Drive the Galaxy. Alex drives the Mac E, the electric one.
Galaxy.
I find it a bit too powerful. I prefer my bigger one.
If I drove a Galaxy, I just want chocolate all the time.
Oh, yeah.
I want chocolate more and more nowadays.
I let myself have chocolate whenever I want it.
Yesterday I was so hungry after the show because we were waiting around for the figures to come in because they come in at 10:30 on a Wednesday. And I said, has anybody got any food? Because, you know, I have this window. And if I leave here and I'm cycling back, I can keep my fasting window going till midday. But if I hang around here, I just get hungry because you see people eating.
Did anybody help you?
They said, well, there's a team giant Toblerone in the programme box.
That's not what you wanted.
Oh, it's exactly what I wanted. And I ate half. It was amazing. But then, see, if you have chocolate early in the morning, what chance does any other taste have in your mouth for the rest of the day? So the next thing I had was three chocolate biscuits. Do you know the ones with more chocolate than biscuit?
Oh, the extremely chocolatey.
Yeah, I don't know what they're called. Are they called that?
Extremely chocolatey.
Is that what they're called?
Rinds, yeah.
And then I think we went from there to just more chocolate all day. It's very difficult to get off the chocolate bus once you're on it.
It is an tuna melt toasty. That would help you off the chocolate
bus. Can't
do
it. Tuna melt toasty has now entered the realm of donuts for me. I like it so much, but I just feel so bad eating it.
Don't. Well, you feel worse eating that than eating half a giant chocolate Toblerone?
No. Yeah. Well. Yeah. I feel bad eating both, but you might as well get hung for a sheep as a lamb. You know, that's what they say, isn't it?
See, I would go for the tuna cheese melt toasty over the Toblerone.
Yeah, but you've got processed bread, you've got loads of sugar in the bread, you've got cheese, which is terrible for your mitochondria, and you've got tinned tuna, which is not great for the planet.
Protein, calcium?
Yeah, what about all those moral issues that I've just talked to you about?
It tastes really good.
Yeah, it does taste really good.
Apparently, people are dunking sandwiches like the tuna melt into their cups of tea.
Have you ever witnessed that?
Do you like that, or do you find it interesting?
And
I find it interesting, but I don't like it.
And sausage rolls.
No, bits of pastry and
sausage rolls.
Yep.
Globulous fat on the top of your tea.
Front page of the papers this morning: people are dunking sausage rolls into their cups of tea.
Which paper?
Which one do you think?
The Daily Star.
Yes.
It's the first one Vassos goes to every morning. By the way, I've got news on the dustbin front.
Okay.
If you are a dustbin or a wannabe dustbin, you start with the three G's. Do you know about this?
No.
The garage, the garden, and the garbage.
Yeah. Okay.
That's the kindergarten of the dustbin. Yes.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
When you want your favourite 80s songs to lift your mood, play Virgin Radio 80s Plus. I'm never gonna dance again. Guilty feet have got glory. On DAB Digital Radio, on the app, on your smart speaker, and at virginradio80splus.co.uk. I didn't mean to hurt you.
Love Chris Evans. Love the 80s.
Virgin Radio.
80s Plus.
Over to you, Vassos.
He's one of the world's greatest chefs, but on the cricket pitch, we suspect he'll over-egg his batter. He's captain of Team Foodie at tomorrow's Meals from Marlow charity cricket match at Pub in the Park, so please welcome the wannabe Alistair Cook. It's Tom Kerridge.
Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, mate. How are you? I asked Alistair Cook if he'd like to play, actually, sadly, to turned us down.
Okay, well, a lot of people didn't turn us down. We got some great names here. So your team, Tom, do you want to take us through your team and then I'll take you through my team?
Listen, mate, we've got Andrew Strauss. I mean, when I found out we were playing cricket and then I heard that you were shouting about on the radio, then I heard you were pulling in some big names, I thought, I better go through my phone and who do I know that could play cricket? Funnily enough, Sir Andrew Strauss is one of the numbers that's in my phone.
In his day, he could play a bit.
Yeah, you know, I mean, and Ashley's winning captain. I thought I'd better give him a quick tinkle, see if he fancied coming to Marlow having a knock about for a charity. And he was well up for it. So Andrew Strauss is obviously playing. We've got, and then I thought, what other England captains do I know? Sadly, not any other cricketers apart from Alistair Cook, who turned us down. Will Carling. Mm-hmm. I thought, right, I'll give Will Carling a tinkle, England rugby captain. So he's decided, he said, yes, of course, he'll come and play. We've also got, at one point, England's most expensive striker, Andy Carroll, who now plays for, played for Liverpool, Newcastle legend, now plays for Reading, good friend, good foodie, big foodie, is coming over. He's playing. The big problem is both Andy Carroll and Will Carling said they've never played cricket. They don't know what they're doing.
Yeah, so way, Will Carling's lying for a start.
Yeah,
which he does very well. The only thing he excels better at than being an elite sportsman is, in fact, telling big fat porkies.
Yeah, well, I'll go with that. I'm very happy. Mm-hmm. And then on top of that, we've got, listen, now the biggest one for me is Andy Cryer, who is my gardener and a great friend in Marlow that used to live next door to each other. He's Marlow's top gardener, an incredible bloke, and his cricket credentials run from the fact that in 2005, when England won the Ashes, he, for a drunken bet, got the Three Lions England tattoo on his chest. So that's his credentials for playing cricket.
He's quite tough. It's quite hard.
So he can't play cricket. However, he has got the England cricket badge tattooed on his chest. Mm. And if we give him enough cider tomorrow, you might be able to see it.
That's quite tough. All right, other names playing. Ben Hughes, Andy Cryer, as you say, Andrew Pern, Stephen Terry, Daniel Coldrake. So thank you, everybody. Karan Gakani, that's on your team. That's the foodies. So then we have the googlies. This is my team. So there's myself, Kate Cross, Grace Scrivens, England internationals there. Vassos Alexander, who you heard of player managers. He's our player commentator, so he'll be mic'd up whilst playing. Yeah. Congratulations, Vassos. Peter Jones, the Dragon, of course, our tallest player. Greg Searle, Monty Panesar, Rick Parfitt Jr., Tom Chambers, and Bisham Graham Tomlin. So we even have God on our side. We have the divine, should we require any extra help there. This all takes place at 2:00, Higginson Park, as a curtain raiser to Pub in the Park. Please do come along. It's free to watch and you can get involved. You might even get a game, to be honest.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, Chris, yes. I think we could offer a place on each team to the highest bidders. If anybody wants to have a little knockabout, Meals from Marlow, we're trying to raise some money. If you want to knockabout, if you want to open the batting with, I don't know, Andrew Strauss, you know, or face a ball from Monty Panesar, you let us know, get the bidding in, and then we can put a place on each team.
All right, so where can they place those bids then? I didn't know about this bit. Where can they place those bids?
I've absolutely no idea. I just had a text from Chris Hughes telling you to say that. We'll work it out somewhere.
All right, because we can't do that unless we go through our terms and conditions, which I did tell him. We can't do that. So you're going to have to do that. Sorry about that.
Okay. I'll wait for Chris to text me now and then we'll put up a number or something for someone to call.
All right, cool. Other people around, Atul Kutchar, Naomi Riches, Vassos Alexander, of course, England cricket ladies legends, including Heather Knight, Ishigura and Ebony Rainford-Brent and Lydia Greenway, Catherine and Nat Skyver-Brunt and Charlotte Edwards. Now, what was happening with... The reason they're coming is because they were having an old girls get-together tomorrow anyway, and they were going for lunch around the corner. And we said, you're not going to believe this, but we've got a cricket match. So they're coming along. Got the official Barmy Army trumpeter. Also opening the match and lead commentator with Vassos, David Gower. Happy with that, Vass?
Yeah, David, very much a lead commentator.
Also, Sue Redfern and Gladstone Small as our umpires. This is going to be a right laugh. Now, Tom, there's something we need to talk about, all right?
Yeah.
So, Darren Goff, who works here at UK News Broadcasting, he described the England cricket team that he played in as a drinking team with a cricket problem. Yeah? So we are now a charity cricket match with a pitch problem. Because the aforementioned Chris Hughes has decided to build half of the event on the cricket pitch. Have you seen it?
I haven't actually, Chris. I have heard this morning. I'm sat in the gym cafe this morning. Yeah. I've already done my workout. Yeah. And someone has said, how are you going to play cricket tomorrow when half of the pitch is missing? So it's the first I've heard about it.
Tash came back from walking the dog last night. She said, babe, I don't know much about cricket, but it looks like you've only got half a pitch.
Yeah, I mean, it will make hitting boundaries easier, I suppose.
I suppose so. I mean, I think we just play one way. We'll just play one way. It'll be fine. Are you going to play yourself? Have you played cricket before?
Yeah, of course I have. Yeah. I played. The last game of cricket I played was when I was 12. So, so I'm absolutely looking forward to... I can't wait. But honestly, one of my dreams... So I quite like doing mental things and having... like experiences of praising. I've always fancied facing an over from an England fast bowler. Like the fear of someone throwing a ball rock hard at you at 90 miles an hour.
Yeah.
And you've got a helmet on, some gloves and something covering your little bits, right? Mm. I absolutely love the idea of it. So as soon as somebody said, I'm like, yeah, I'm 100% in for getting battered.
Well, it's fun. And it is all for an amazing cause. So Milson Marlowe has been going for ages now. And I went to church last Sunday, and the lady who runs Milson Marlowe, she gave this amazing speech and showed that brilliant film that Russell has made. It's hilarious, that film. Have you seen it, Tom?
I have, yeah. It's amazing,
so funny, isn't it? So Milson Marlowe was started during the pandemic and so far has raised over £370,000 and delivered 190,000 meals to key workers and those in need in the Marlowe area and High Wycombe and Slough and Bracknell as well. It needs more funding, as lots of charities do, and we're going to do that hopefully tomorrow from 2 o'clock. Tom, it's going to be a great weekend. Go on.
I've got a number for you, right? Yeah. If anybody wants to play and they want to bid, the number is 07-7-3. Give that a tinkle, bid some money.
Yeah.
And then, honestly, and then you will be able to play cricket with Chris Evans. Mm. I mean, that's the biggest one. Playing with yourself. Jeez. How amazing would that be?
That'd be amazing.
And Andrew Strauss and Gladstone Small commentating.
Is that Chris Hughes' number, his own mobile number? Because I think we should put out his number because he keeps being pesky. He's built an event on half the pitch and he's doing auctions that are not allowed.
Yeah, that is his actual number.
Excellent. Perfect.
That is Chris's
number. Which case,
please feel free to call Chris. And he's also texted me and said, it's a very short 50-metre boundary. We haven't taken up the rest of the pitch. So it's a short boundary, Chris. The pitch is still available.
All right, Tom, it's going to be great. The weather looks fantastic. It's going to be a great weekend. I think some tickets are available still for Pub in the Park. I don't know for sure. But check it all out.
Yeah, Thursday night, Friday night.
All right, mate.
Love you, mate. We'll see you tomorrow.
Okay, see you later, actually. All right, perfect.
When you need a fix of some great 80s music, check out
Virgin Radio 80s Plus.
And I gotta have faith. Ooh, I gotta have faith. Walk like an Egyptian.
On DAB Digital Radio, on the app, on your smart speaker.
And at virginradio80splus.co.uk.
Don't stop believing.
The Chris Evans Breakfast Show and the best 80s music.
Virgin Radio, 80s Plus.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.